I think it was viewed as necessary because there was development kind of occurring unchecked and unplanned and inconsistent with preserving the things that we want to preserve and growing the state in a way that, you know, benefits the state as a whole. I mean, each locality is going to have its own view of the world, its own political structure, its own set of players with different objectives and different goals that they're trying to reach, and how that all fits together, you know, trying to put it into this cohesive puzzle. I think you need at some level some oversight from Tallahassee. Otherwise, you're going to get something that's very hodgepodge, I think, at the end of the day.
Well, now, supporters of these bills say the current regulations have suppressed economic growth and driven jobs away from the state. They say lifting those regulations will spur economic development and job creation. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the reality is the business cycle happened. We went into the Great Recession, and the impacts of that on our economy have been severe. They've been pronounced, and it's been a long, deep recession for Florida. That's a more of a function of, I think, other factors than necessarily what our economic development oversight is in the state. But, you know, when you're in this situation, you've got high unemployment, you've got an economy that's still struggling to come out of this recession. You know, any sort of solution that gets offered, I think, is going to be looked upon, you know, seriously in the hopes that it can help pull us out of this recession. And I think, you know, I think we're starting to emerge, but a lot of other things, I think, are responsible more than the laws that we have in place. Or, you know, another issue that's come up is the tax structure in Florida. You know, I these things did not put us into the situation we're in. So making these changes, you know, isn't going to guarantee that we quickly get out of it. You know, I've argued time and time again, it's one thing to try to be the cheapest date as a way of attracting suitors, but there's other ways to attract business to the state, to have a qualified, educated, dynamic workforce, for example. I think businessmen and women would tell you that having skilled labor, having a quality labor force is a far bigger attractant.
The environmentalists who are opposing this also say that one of the things that people and companies looking to move here are interested in is a good, sustainable quality of life. And they're concerned that if developers are allowed to build without adequate regulations to protect the environment, it could result in actually damage to both the environment and the economy. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, certainly one of the attractions to living in Florida is the climate, is the environment. But there are issues that have to be observed and managed. You know, the water situation is one of those. And again, the environment isn't diced up, sliced up into county-sized chunks. You know, nature doesn't pay attention to political boundaries. And so when you start making decisions within those boundaries without paying attention to the larger ecosystems that they may be impacting, the outcome could be very, very negative. I mean, right now, you know, the economy's down. Growth has been stagnating or shrinking for several years. It's easy to sort of forget what the impacts of high growth are on the environment and on Florida in general. And, you know, if we start to wipe away all these checks and balances when growth returns, and it will return, you know, then we may be inviting even larger problems somewhere down the line, problems that we might not be able to reverse once we go down that path.